Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because, oh, fuck.
God damn it.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
We're just going to go right through because that's as good as it's going to get today. So we're just going to cruise on through this episode. This episode, we're going to dedicate, we just realized that people don't know what the fuck we do for work. Which is comical in and of itself. I mean, not necessarily what you do. What you do is not really funny. It's pretty serious. It's actually
It's really funny. At times.
It has its moments. Yeah. You know. Some of those things you've told me is very funny. It's scary. And then, yeah, I kind of fuck off for work now. I don't really take things too seriously
you
anymore.
You drive kids. That's serious.
I drive children. So my job is also very serious. But... Well, yeah, just talk a little bit about fucking work. How was your day? How was your week at work? Because this is the end of the week.
It was good. Today was busy, but I mean, I was home by 4. So that's nice. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. That's some good ASMR there. I'll top you right now. Do these keto burps. I've been doing fucking keto for like a week and a half. Some shit's fucked up. That's, I think, my biggest fear. So I drive a school bus for a living. And I think the number one thing that I really fucking hate about it is that the anxiety that comes with, like, I never know when I'm going to shit my pants. Like, I have stomach issues, but being on keto, like, I get so worried. And literally twice this week, I was like, oh, no. This is going to happen. It didn't happen, though. And the amount of fucking cheese I've been eating.
But that's what I'm saying. Keto is not healthy because you're eating a shit ton of cheese.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's
that's
a majority
just how
of it.
I feel.
You don't have to eat a bunch of cheese, but I like cheese.
I know.
But
I'm also thinking I'm like. Sustains what you're doing. You're not eating carbs, so you're going to. Eat all
so
the
I've been
cheese.
Making that fucking sandwich I sent her like where you grill the cheese.
Yes.
Make it crispy. Like
that looked good though.
Oh, so I did those and I chopped it up, made my own guacamole, and then like cheese chip crisps, like cheese this, cheese that, yogurt, sour cream, or not low fat yogurt, you know, sour cream, bunch of shit. It works because I think for keto for me, I just need that instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And then I'll figure it out. I'll figure out my life.
Right.
But I need a quick. We're getting ready for Vegas.
I was feeling fat yesterday. I ate ice cream.
I'm a procrastinator. So I was feeling
real low about it. I'm like, well, I'm going to look how I'm going to look in my bathing suit. I was in one of those days, but not anymore.
And so I'm like, at least I'm pretty. I'll be fine.
I'll just cover my face with my sunglasses. It's fine.
I'll be fine. But yeah, I don't know. So I drive a fucking school bus. What do you, can't really tell them what you do, but you can tell them what you do. Like you can be approximate. What do you do for work, Val?
I run programs for people with developmental disabilities.
She saves the world.
Coordinate, make things happen.
She's been modest. She does run that bitch. How many programs do you run? 6?
No.
10?
You're,
5?
Now you're just being ridiculous.
5.
I technically run 4 programs.
Okay. They're very difficult programs. And you start, how many of those did you start?
3.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All in a day's work. But yeah, so her job is arguably, like, not even arguably. Your job is way fucking hard and really, really fucking
it's
ridiculous.
So rewarding, though.
I bet. What's the most rewarding part? What do you love most about your job?
Well, seeing progress, you know, like seeing kids or adults progress and make, you know, they're closer to independence. That's always fun to see.
Is that usually the goal for
the kids
them?
Grow up too. I've known some kids for over 4 years now.
Oh shit.
So they graduate high school, like all those things are super cool. I don't know what else. It's chaotic at times, but it just
What's
depends.
Your least favorite thing about your job?
Ooh.
You can't say getting stabbed.
Getting threatened to slit my throat.
It was a joke.
No, someone said that
I
to
know.
Me. I'd say how hard it is to find. I know it's a national crisis, but I'd say how hard it is to find staff. Because then you end up doing XYZ because the staffing's so bad. It just puts pressure on everybody.
Yeah.
It stresses everybody out.
Overcompensate. You all have to share departments. I do not fucking miss that at all.
Yeah, I'd say that's the worst part.
Mm.
And the quality of people you're getting because nobody wants to work.
Yeah.
Like nobody when Kim Kardashian's like, get up, and what did she say? Nobody wants to work these days.
Get off their ass and work.
Yeah, and that shit's real. I honestly, I'm okay with that sentence, and you can cancel me. I don't care. But when she said that,
right now,
I'm saying, like, when she said that, I mean, you don't want to hear it from her because, but what she said is correct to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm living that of people not wanting to.
You know,
to work.
Of course, like a few layers below her, like wealth line, for sure you're living it.
No, I'm saying in my job, and she's like, yeah, she's not living it. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. She probably hustles, but like, I don't know.
I think about it, and I think they wake up early because if they have a photo shoot or if they, I've really thought about this.
They're gonna be hair and makeup at 5.
Yeah, like they're doing long days that I probably wouldn't want to do. Would I want to pull a 16-hour day? Absolutely not.
For how much money?
I don't know though.
How much money are you paying?
How much do you love sleep? They don't sleep very much. I can guarantee they don't sleep as much as I do.
Yeah, no, I fucking sleep a lot.
That's what I'm saying. To me too, but I'm saying in that realm, you would not sleep.
Me and Kim do have that in common. According to Kanye, we shit ourselves a lot. She's on the toilet often.
He did say
that. No, I'm
Well, she's probably taking laxatives.
Oh, girl probably is fucking eating some crazy ass shit. I don't even want to care. I don't care about her shit. I'm just saying, I feel you, girl. I feel you.
Wait, you relate to her on that. Okay, got it.
No, that's a real talk Sunday moment. I got gut health issues. It's a problem. I'm going to see a doctor about it. It's okay. I'll be fine.
You should probably see a specialist.
I am. I'm on the fucking wait list, dude. Like, this is the crazy part. It's like, there has been a couple of days where I've literally felt like I'm fucking dying. Like, my mom almost came and was like, take her to the hospital. My serious, serious issues, because I'm like, I'll be fine. And so I finally go to the doctor and I had to get a new PCP. And then the PCP was like, we got to refer you to like 3 people. We're going to do an allergist. We're going to do, you know, you need, because that's what my Nana died of. It was colon cancer. And I was like, I don't know. It's not my gut. It's like my butt and my gut. You know, it's all of it. So I was like, all right, we need to get you scheduled for a colonoscopy. And then there's another one. And so it's like, all right, everyone's booked out till fucking June. And like, what if I die between now and then? They're like, just stay away from foods that are, you know, that make you sensitive. And I'm like, all right, cool. But thanks, America. Love it. Gotta wait.
That's what
I told
my dad, too, when he's taking an Imodium every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. It's weeks out.
And they're like, do a probiotic and drink more water. And I was like, well, yeah.
So
but
do you
it's
have
still
a,
happening.
Are you on a probiotic?
I'm on the ones that you got me from Costco.
Okay.
But as soon as I run out of those, I have to go get them. But yeah, I do that. I do. And then I'm again on keto. You got to drink a butt fuck water. Like I've been drinking a lot of water again, almost a gallon, if not a
gallon.
But
you haven't had stomach problems on that?
Oh, girl. Yes, I have.
Okay.
Oh, no, I got stomach problems for sure. All this to say, I love driving school buses. They're great. The most rewarding part about my job, Val.
Oh,
is
sorry. I did not.
The children. I love the children. They are super duper great. I really do though. They make the fucking. They really do. They.
You're changing their lives.
I think so.
With your pure joy and positivity.
I do some shit for those kids. Yeah. I made a TikTok. I make a lot of TikToks about those kids because I can't like say certain shit about them. But like, I work really hard to memorize all their names, which that's a lot of fucking names.
Yeah.
And then. But every day I'm like, hey, my man, Pasta Pants, what's Black Jack? Like, just, you know, every day. And so I was like, next step, secret handshakes. And so, yeah, I just, you know, it's like 70, 75 kids. And so it's a matter of just, you know, taking the extra effort. I talked to other bus drivers too, and they're like, I just don't have it in me this year. I've been doing this for 17 years. I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't say I would be doing this for 17 years. I'm going to give it a year and see what it is. It's fucking fun as fuck. I will do it. And like every day I wake up, don't get me wrong, I have to wake up at the butt crack ass of dawn. I don't like that part, waking up at like, you know, 5:50 and then snoozing it 3 times and then running out the door at 6:20. I don't like doing that.
That is early for you though.
That's fucking early for me. And I have only missed, I think, 2 days.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, like it's a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
So I really love them. I think my favorite thing is too is the TikTok that I made is like I tried a social experiment. It's not a social experiment, but kind of a little
just
bit.
Just like Love is Blind.
Yeah. So okay, I'm applying it to my life. So what I did is I put a divider down the aisle. No, I'm just kidding. I heard this study about a company that went into a hospital and they asked people to wash their hands. And there was a seriously big letdown of people that actually did wash their hands. So what they did was a friendly competition, is they had to compete against departments and on how many people washed their hands, mm-hmm. and they got points for it. They really didn't see an increase. They did see a mild increase, but it wasn't anything crazy. And then what they did is they put it publicly up. And they had departments publicly done, and then they did a point system. And so anytime somebody washed their hands successfully, they got a point. And it was recognized publicly between two departments. And the washing increased up to like 90%. And I was like, hold on here. Because I have two elementary schools that are assholes. And they are fucking leaving trash food. They tear up my seats. Like, how do we get this? So I put them against each other. And I was like, first one to 15 points gets a whole bus snack party, and I'm gonna buy the snacks, whatever you guys want. I'll foot the snacks. We'll put on the radio, to Baby Shark. I don't give a shit. But you got to compete against the other team. And at first they were like, "Oh, okay, we gotta do this," and they did really good to like 5 points. And then they were like, "We're bored," so they started like fucking around. And then I went, "Okay, tell you what." And then they started leaving more trash on my bus again. And I was like, "All right, tell you guys what. If you leave trash on my bus," or anything like that, to where I have to find food or whatever, I'm going to give the other team a point. And that's when shit got real. They were like, pick up your trash. And I was like, and you follow the bus safety rules, no standing up, no moving seats, no cussing, no hurting people, no bullying, like all the shit, right? And it's been slow going, but it was good. But the actual thing that they show up for is Writer of the Week. And I pick one student per school. So I have 3 students total. I pick one student per school. And I give them, you know, they get a pick all week. And what they do is they get dealer's choice on the seat so they can sit anywhere in the bus. And you have to get up and move. If the writer of the week's like, I want to sit here, you have to get up to move. Or you forfeit your right to ever become writer of the week.
Oh.
Because I've had some kids be like, I'm not moving. And I'm like, you don't get to be writer of the week. And they'll be like, oh, okay. And I'm like, all bitches want to be writer of the week. That's
so funny.
And I give them a little love note, a little card. And about, like, what do I appreciate about them, or what I noticed about them, or why I picked them for Writer of the Week. And then their choice of candy bar, whatever candy they want. And so I give that to them, and, yeah, they get to be Writer of the Week for a week. So everyone on Friday, I announce it on Friday for the following week. And everyone's like, who's the Writer of the Week? Woo, 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 woo. And they fucking lose their minds over it. And it's that's the coolest funny. Shit. So it's been, I think that's been my favorite part about all of it. And, yeah, I'm going to remember some of these kids probably for the rest of my life, for sure. I don't know if they'll remember me, but
that's so for the touching. Most part,
they're pretty fucking cool. Like,
so you're just not going to see them next year? No. You love them so much.
Bye. No, love you so much. Thanks.
Thanks for this experience. It really changed me.
No, I just am really humbled. But I'm never doing this again. For sure. No, between like what, you know, that was the thing too. I was like, first of all, you take summer off and they don't give you unemployment.
Right.
Because, you know, you're part-time, so they don't give you unemployment for that. And I was like, well, I'm going to go find a different job, or I'm going to go travel, or I'm going to sell my house and maybe move. Yeah. Like, I don't fucking know yet. So, no, odds of me going back are none. But at the end of the day, it's definitely something where I'm like, I recommend.
What are the odds? You know, no odds.
No odds. No chances. 0 out of a million.
They inspired her so much. She's not going back.
Never doing it. Thank you for the CDL, though. Appreciate it. I'm buying me
an
RV.
Truck driver.
For sure. I'm gonna get an RV. I can do that. But yeah, it's a matter of like just really learning about them. And also like you can tell the kid's parent, like what kids are whose parents. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like there are some
That's
kids who
real
show
judgy
up with
of you.
Like it's fucking facts, dude. It's how they are being raised. Like I have some students, like this chick, the TikTok I made was about this girl who I picked to be writer of the week. This girl brought me a present back with a note that was like, thank you so much. And got me like a little thing of gum and chapstick and a candle. And was like,
oh, wow.
You're the best bus driver ever. That really made my heart big. And I was just like, oh, my God. And then other kids are like, where's my candy? Where's my Snickers? But aside from that, it's their attitudes on the bus and towards each other. Like, we have kids that'll show up just fresh out of bed, didn't brush their teeth. Their teeth are all, they're some kids' teeth, yo, because I'm like, they're like, hey, Miss Amanda. I'm like, sup, man. Hey, they don't brush their teeth, they don't brush their hair, they clearly, you know, and I let my kids pick out their clothes, but it's not about that. It's about some kids will wear the same shirt all week mm-hmm. long, man. And I'm like, bro. And then you have some parents, I've noticed, especially the Mexican parents, their kids are done up. Like, hair done, they got matching sweatsuits, like, they have the craziest shit. They'll show up and they'll be like, Miss Manny, you like it? On God. We'll be like, on yeah, God. Sure, man, that's fresh. I like that. That's nice. Like, I don't know their lingo. They say some crazy yeah. shit. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's nice, man. They got gold chains, some yeah. of them. Fucking crazy ass shit. They smell good. I'm like, damn, y'all wearing cologne? You're in the fifth fucking grade. But they show up. Yeah, they're fresh. And
that was probably Frank.
That's probably Frank. Just, mm. Like my new hat. No, for sure. They got a flat brim hat. They're like, you like my hat? It's new. And I'm like, no, it looks great, man. And so, and like the girls, they all have their hair just done in the cutest like braids or lumps. They're all done up. And then you just have some parents that clearly do not give a fuck. And they're like, go to school, get out of here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, kids who are just, they just need a little bit more. They're not nice to other kids. And they clearly have a chip on their shoulder. They want attention. And you're, mm-hmm. you know, I always be like, hey, do you want my attention? Is that why you're doing that? But yeah, you just notice a lot. And it's really sweet.
You would not last in what we do for a living.
No.
Because you'd be like, they haven't showered in X mm-hmm. amount of days. Like, oh my you know God. What I mean?
The high school kids, bitches. Oh.
Yeah.
You got the stinky. I think it is so important for parents to talk about, like, well, you're working with people with developmental disabilities.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that their parents are awesome.
These kids haven't been fucking taught. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if their parents have developmental disabilities, but I'm just saying. Like,
most likely. Not all the time, but.
Not all the time. I would say exception, not the rule.
But I'm saying you wouldn't be okay with what we deal with on the daily.
It would definitely get to me for sure.
You'd be like, we're gonna call CPS on these people.
You need to wash your ass, Brendan. Okay, you need to wash your ass, and here's how we're gonna do it. So it's just really
bad. What do you do if your 15-year-old refuses to get in the shower? What do you do?
Refuses to get in the shower? Like if my son, mm-hmm. oh, Dominic's such a clean dude.
Okay, but we're saying
hypothetically,
if
what would I do if Dominic was like, bitch, I'm not showering for the umpteenth day? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, my immediate knee jerk would be like, all right, man, I'm gonna tell you something. That's your choice. And I totally understand that. But if you want to be out in society and you want to socialize and you want friends, people usually don't like to hang out with people who stink. I know you don't like it when I stink and I come at you. You tell me my breath smells bad all the time, man. Mm-hmm. People don't really like that. And also, it helps up here. When you shower, you feel so much better. Like, when you hate yourself, take a shower. When you hate everybody else, eat a snack. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the trend. And so, you're going to feel better. You're going to look better. And ultimately, you know, people are going to want to be around that. But that's up to you. That's your choice. But just, you also got to accept the consequence that comes with that. Nobody likes to be friends with the dirty kid, or even nobody sits on the bus next to the dirty kids. Like, and I know that's a social thing, but like, you want friends and you want to be social. And I'm even too, like, you perform better.
Yeah.
So up to you though. Later. Like, do you want to go to mom? Do you want to go to the store with mommy to get, no, he's 15. You want to go to the store with me, kid? Like, no cap. I don't fucking know. You want to go to the store and pick out some stuff that you like that smells good? Maybe some sandalwood, mm-hmm. like, you know, a loofah or whatever the yeah. fuck. Like, do you want to get your own shower caddy? Like,
yeah, what do you want to do? Just throwing that out there. But it's just stuff that we.
Yeah, see. But you gotta wash your ass, man. Yeah. Like, we've been talking about. But the thing is we've been grooming him about. Well, that sounds bad. We've been teaching him.
There we've been go. Practicing.
We've been grooming him in the bath.
We've been practicing.
We've been practicing
certain skills
since he was three. Yeah. You know, and like how to wash himself, and he loves smelling good. Mm-hmm. He loves looking good. Dahlia's a different story, but
we're not gonna go yeah, into that. Right.
Dahlia's definitely my daughter. She'll yeah. be like, "When's the last time you showered, baby girl?" She'd be like, "Her hair's all."
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. All this to say, yeah, I think when it comes to like work, because we've had definitely a transition. You've been with this company. How long have you been with your company?
4 years.
4 years? Why does it feel like longer? It
feels like longer. Absolutely does.
That feels like a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
No, we were with like, I don't know. We've just grind. We've had a lot of grind, rise and grind, especially in our 20s. I think
mm-hmm.
I just remember your previous jobs, like,
having jobs, we both have had jobs that have literally brought us like tears, mental health, like,
gray hair,
mental health, like serious anxiety, PTSD issues. I think everybody has had that, but like we subscribe to the hustle culture.
Hustle culture, yes.
We subscribe to that for a minute, yes. For a long time.
But it's how we were raised too.
For sure.
That's definitely it.
Saw something. Speaking of that, you know what that is? Well, not why that is. This isn't factual. This is actually just a TikTok that I was like, hold on a second. I fucking agree with this. This girl, her name is Crystal. Her handle. Hold on. Let me pull it up. I was like, what? So her at is CrystalClear013. And she had this amazing theory. She called it the Lost Generation Theory, referring to our Lost Generations Theory, which refers to not only our generation, but the one of our mothers, right? So our moms are Gen Z's moms. So she would talk about how they are the lost generation of feminism, and we are the lost generation of romance. And she goes on to say that our moms were the first generation to really step into the societal norm that it's okay to have a full-time job and kick ass at it.
To make
fucking money, have a career, and start bringing home the bacon. The crazy thing is they also had to cook the bacon, and they had to clean the bacon, they had to do all the things. So they were also tied to the previous generation's norm of you need to keep your house clean, you need to keep the kids raised, you need to keep your husband happy, you need to keep. Okay, wait, what? And our generation sat there and watched our moms and was like, fuck that. We're not doing that. That's insane. Watching my mom kill herself, taking us to practices, making sure we had clothes on our back, cooking us casseroles, like, mom, helping us with homework, then having to rise her ass up at fucking 5:30 in the morning, get me ready for school, get them ready for school, and then go to work full time. She was working graveyards for how long? And I didn't even know that. I would just get mad that she didn't show up to my game because she was sleeping.
Right.
And I'd be like, bitch.
My mom doesn't care about me and my sports.
I literally worked a 12. Like, shut the fuck up, right? So they're the first generation where it was normal to have a full career, but at the same time, they needed to take care of the home and the childcare, and they were called deemed, like, do-it-all moms is what these guys were called. And we had this insight to where we're like, no. If I'm going to be educated, and I'm going to have a career, and I'm going to make my own money, my fucking partner better contribute when it comes to home life shit, too. Mm-hmm. They better help with the kids. They better do the dishes. They better do all this shit. I'm not the fucking sole provider. We're the same person. You work full-time, so do I. I'm just as smart as you. And our moms really set the bar. I can even specifically think of my mom in so many ways. Their work ethic. They had to do twice to three times as much work. They had to show up in the space every day to make a fraction of the pay. Just to prove that they could be in the space. So they're killing it on the home front and got to go to work and kill it twice as hard as any man, right? And get paid less for it. And so we sat back and we're like, yeah, no, we're not going to play this. And so we deem ourselves the lost generation of romance because when we look to our partners now, and I'm not speaking to specifically for you because it's different, and I would like to hear your intake on it, but with a man or had a sexual relationship, that was their mom's. That was the bar. So they're like, my mom did it. My mom worked full time, came home full time. Why isn't the house clean? Why aren't the kids fed? Why isn't this done? Why aren't my jeans washed, babe? And it's like, okay, first of all, that was your mom. That was a complete generation ago, and she killed herself to make that happen. That's not a normal thing. That's not normal what she did for your family, just so you know. So their expectation is there. Their entitlement is there. And if it's not expectation and entitlement, they then were never taught how to contribute 50-50 to a household because it was never asked of them. So their expectation is through the roof. And you're over here just like, you know what? I'd rather not fucking date because I'm not going to wipe your ass. I'm not going to be your mom. I'm not going to fucking do that after I just pulled a 7, 8, 9, 10, 12-hour day. Get the fuck out of here. No thanks. Oh, yeah, I'm gay. it's not even worth it. I just want to date women now. And that's where
I don't want kids.
I don't want kids and I don't want this. But yeah, so I thought that was a really interesting take. I would go, I definitely influence you to go watch that video full time because she says it in a really great way with a few other things. And you're like, holy shit, that was my mom. That's literally my exact situation. My mom still does that shit. Mm-hmm. She'll work a full fucking day, take care of her farm animals, fucking do all the things. Like, girl goes nonstop. She doesn't sleep. And she's also on, you know, everything, everything else. But
right. But well, no. What came to my mind was how it was such like taboo that my dad was a stay-at-home dad. Mm-hmm. And so he owned his own business until I was 10. So they both worked full-time until I was 10, right? And when I was 10 and my sister was born, they decided as a couple that my dad was going to stay home. But then once she went to kindergarten or preschool or whatever, he would go back and do whatever he wanted. Mm-hmm. Well, I just remember all these people be like, your dad stays home? Like, it was the craziest thing then. Because think, that was 24 years ago.
They did that to Brandon and that was five years ago. I couldn't imagine. So I feel
like my dad was like the first stay-at-home dad. Yeah. No, he really wasn't. He like, but,
invented it or something.
But I will say, like, my dad is bougie like me and wants people to do stuff for him. He definitely, my mom is a saint, but every day he had dinner ready. Mm. When my mom got home, dinner was ready by him. He was the cook. Mm. So I don't.
Did he think, like, keep house and clean up everything and?
I mean, our house was never dirty. I can't really recall.
Why was your house never dirty?
My dad does not do laundry. I'll tell you that. My dad has not done laundry since who knows when.
The 80s.
So my mom did all the laundry. I'd say he cleaned because I'd say his back wasn't as debilitating as it is now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I remember vacuuming and stuff for sure. I do remember that.
That's good.
But, yeah. So he never went back to work because then my grandma got Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So then he was her caregiver for all those years. And my mom just continued to be the full-time work, like, you know, full-time work, but he wasn't bringing any income, but mm-hmm. he was taking care of his mom. So like, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And how do you classify that? Like, how do you, you know, yeah, people make fun of him for her being the breadwinner, but he's taking care of his mom. That was full-time.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Fuck society.
Yeah. Which is like, I think,
where I've been stepping into, I really have, because what I've noticed is like that hustle culture, which is, you know, just a societal normalizing exhausting yourself for work, right? Yeah. And we almost used to brag about it. Like
oh my God, you and Chelsea worked at the Newsletter Pro. Am I allowed to say the name?
Fuck them.
Newsletter Pro. I remember sitting there, and this was before I blossomed into a beautiful flower, is you guys be sitting there, and you're just talking about work for hours. And I would just be sitting there like, I am bored out of my mind. I have no clue what they're talking about. I would listen, but it was just so much. But you guys, you were so passionate about it because in that moment, you guys loved your job. But you guys were working nonstop, right?
Bro, we were being extorted.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... Yeah, you guys are just so into it. And that's when you were traveling for work and you're like, oh, I'm living the dream. I'm doing this, that. And then it just went.
Dah. And the thing is like at that time, that was my first big girl job. Right. And he gave me an opportunity to really, the CEO gave me an opportunity to really step into my own and grow and like learn on the job for the job. He also threw me into positions that I was like sink or fucking swim. And guess what? I'm a good swimmer. So yeah. I made that man money. Fuck you, money. Fuck me, money, money. And I loved it. And he cut me a fraction of what I should have actually been paid and said, you better be happy with what I'm giving you.
Wasn't it like $5 million?
Oh, bro, I made a moves. And I think the hard part was too, the further along I got in my career there and watching him hire other people, there were specifically two men that he hired for the same position, both equally screwed him over, both with the same name too. It was my fucking favorite. And I remember finding out the salary of the gentleman that he hired. And my jaw just dropping and being like, what the fuck? And that motherfucker.
It was six figures.
Oh, it was six figs. And he was even like, we're going to have to make an investment on this person because we needed it. We need it. It was our ops manager. And we fucking did. Where our ops were all over the fucking place. And we'd ran through people who were just underqualified. He brought in this guy who sat on his ass, did fucking nothing. Literally nothing. And that was the office joke, was that he did nothing. And we all did stuff for him.
And got a paycheck.
And he got the fattest fucking paycheck out of all four of us women. And we were all just running this guy's company. And meanwhile, he's having a mental breakdown in the back. And we're just like, burr, 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 burr. And then the guy they brought in has the audacity to bitch about it. And we all would just be like, shut the fuck up. Like, you have no, you can't even talk. Like, just shut the fuck up. But yeah, we were putting in hella hours. And I think that's crazy too, is like, there was this chick, Michelle Mundy, who had broke down, you had sent me, the hours given to you in a year. And so it's 8,760 hours in a year. And she was like, this work-life balance that corporations are pitching you are fucking horseshit. Because it is. And goes on to say, let's break it out into three quadrants. It was, work. It was basic human needs like sleeping and eating and wiping your ass. And then life, which is just enjoying your life, right? And she broke out all the shit. So in the life, like the human needs, it was literally like sleeping, eating, pooping, cleaning, exercise. And she added, she did both with kids and without kids. Because you got to think, as a mom, I'm literally doing that double time. I literally stand and eat most days. Like, or I woof down my food so I can make sure that I get all of... We're bathing them, we're showering them, we're changing them. So she did that, and she literally pulled, she was like, based on the internet, we each take 50, we take two 15-minute shits, or we're in the bathroom a total of 30 minutes a day, right, in totality. Yeah. That's not even including when you have a really bad period, and you're like, fuck, I gotta take a shower. Like, or you're just having a stomach day, right?
Yeah.
So she did all the bare minimum on that, but total hours of that were 5,635 hours just for human needs, eating, sleeping, taking shits. And then working hours, she broke out. She was like, she did a 44-hour work week because she was like, who the fuck are we kidding 40 hours? Like, I don't clock out that early. She also threw in a commute. She was like, because I still don't work from home. I commute. And so she threw in a commute, and then she also threw in miscellaneous hours, which were like when you travel over the weekend or you picked up an extra project or somebody called out sick and you got to go do it, right? So she was like, all right, we're going to put all this together. That was 2,938 hours a year, and put all that together. So she subtracted all those numbers, and what was left over was 187 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Which averages out to 7.8 days per year. So you get 1 week.
Yeah.
To live your life.
That's like when you go on a vacation from work.
And you got to think too, when you're on vacation, especially if you have kids, you're not on vacation.
Yeah.
You're not on vacation. That's and nuts. Part of your vacation is the eating, the sleeping, right? You get to be in an exotic place doing those life needs. So yes, it's the vacation. But yeah, man, I was like, what? What the fuck?
That's so crazy.
Like, fuck you. That sucks. And on top of that,
that's not living life. When everyone's like, I'm living my best life, that's not it.
That's not. And how much are you getting paid for that, right? So you got to think, all right, now I'm trading my hours for my compensation, and I feel I'm being compensated fairly good for you. For what? You get home and your kids are 2, your kids are 5, your kids are 7. That's my biggest fear. I blink my kids 5, blink my kids 7, blink my kids 10, blink my kids later, mom. What?
Yeah.
Slow the fuck down, buddy.
Going to prom.
Hold up. What the fuck? Yeah. And so that was my biggest thing. And I think, you know, it was 18 months ago. I was like, fuck that. I had, well, granted, 2 years ago, I had like a fucking mental breakdown. Like my personal life took a shit. But it caused me to step outside of it, and I ended up quitting the job that I was grinding for because I couldn't, I had a mental break. And I kind of kept that. And then I went to a lax job from there. And then once I was let go from that lax job, I was like, what the fuck is the point of working? I haven't spent this much time with my kids in how long? Don't get me wrong. They drive me fucking crazy most time. But like, this is great. And they were like, mom, this is great.
Yeah.
And I was like, hold on, hold up. And then upon reflection and counseling, being like, oh, fuck, I was burned out. Big time. Which, like, hustle culture contributes to depression, burnout, low quality of life. All for what? All for a fucking company? That guy hasn't reached out to me one fucking time.
Yeah.
Not one time. Oh no, he reached out to me one time and was like, we calculated your money differently. You're actually owed some money. I was like, oh, am I?
Oh, did thank you,
were your numbers wrong? Crazy. Told me every time I told you that I was lying. That's weird. Math is hard. But yeah, I don't know. It's just to take a step outside of work and being like, for what? You know? And then I was like, well, shit, for the house, for the kids, for the cars, for the shit, for the vacations. Nah, we can do without some of that. If I can get some quality time with these little guys, sure. And don't get me wrong, some days are still fucking super hard, but like, that's it. I'll take it. I'll take it. And I haven't looked back. And every time I think about getting back into a grind, I get cold feet. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to apply for that. I'm not going to fucking do that anymore. Like, I don't want to do that. It makes me sad. And then looking at the numbers is like our average life expectancy. We're going to die.
We're halfway there, basically.
And like, given our family history, fuck, I'm probably over halfway there. Fuck them. It makes me sad. We're going to die. But not to be like depressed or anything, but it's like, all right, average women live to 81 years, 81.6 in America. Men, sorry, you die first. I think we all knew that, though. I think we were all pretty much assuming, considering and we were talking about our Social Security. So Social Security, you are eligible at, 62?
Mm-hmm. But if you use it, then you don't get as much money.
And then you can get your full benefits at like 65.
Yeah.
But if you don't pull it out. But
they're raising that. Aren't they raising that to a higher age,
That's the whole. That's why it has fucking Paris up in arms right now.
I want to live in Paris because.
Not right now, bitch.
No, I'm saying from watching Emily in Paris and how they just like go drink wine and don't work.
Yeah.
And then they, because work's not their priority. Yeah. I want that life.
It exists. It literally, what is it? America's 29th in work-life balance out of 41 countries. Like
they. But we just said, but I don't know that work-life balance is a real thing. Like, I don't know if it's plausible because.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I think it is plausible, but I think they call it work-life balance as part of, like, the trick that you have to stay doing it is what I'm trying to say.
In order to be balanced, you must have work and life.
But
that makes sense.
Who's they? Society. The government. The Congress. I don't know. But I was thinking about how I did a DISC assessment for work. Mm-hmm. This was a few years ago. Supposed to show your balance. Mm-hmm. Are you balanced in your work life and at home? They call it natural and adapted, right? So adaptive is work, natural is home. I literally was the only one that it was not balanced, right? So it was like, what's wrong with me, right? But were what's wrong?
More work or more life?
More work. No. I'm crazy, which we all know. I'm crazy at work, and then you talk to me at home. I'm just like, yeah, it's fine.
Chill vibes.
Yeah, chill vibes.
You want to get drunk? You want a shot?
Yeah, that's literally what it's like. And it's like, that's how people are just like, wait, no, like, I couldn't imagine you being like that. Or no, that's how I'm at work, right? Like, it's not balanced whatsoever. And so I thought that was very interesting. But what they said is when it's not balanced, it leads to burnout is what they specifically said, but I'm still here. And that was years ago. So I'm just saying, I don't believe it,
but you've definitely teetered the totter.
I have. Sure. I definitely have, but I'm saying like, I feel like I have the balance in this moment.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I was going to say, you've added gym. You've added like, in relationship, you've been clocking off to where you're like, nah, I'm out. Like, day's done. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
And money's not an issue. When money was an issue, that was an issue. But yeah.
Yeah, you definitely leveled.
When I've just hit the point to where, hope my president doesn't hear this. I've just hit the point to where all my stuff's always done. That's key. But unless something's due or there's a deadline that I have to get something turned in, I'm leaving on the Friday at 4.
Can wait.
Why would I stress myself out like I used to, or worry about something that's not I can't control? Mm-hmm. That's the hardest thing for me
is caring.
Because then I start caring about
giving a shit.
I start caring about what she's doing because we work at the same place.
Yeah, her and her partner work together,
but different programs. But I started finding myself obsessing of what she was doing to make sure she's successful, and that's not healthy. So I really feel like I can't even say that. See, now I'm talking shit.
Still dick deep.
I'm still doing that. It was only a few months ago. Let's just say in the past month, I feel like I've been trying, I would say, like really hard. But if someone's behind at work, it, mm-hmm. I get real crazy about it and I want to fix it. Mm-hmm. It's a weird problem I have. What would you call that?
I don't know. That's the hard part. It's
psycho?
Just, no, you just really fucking care. I don't know, a little bit. A little controlling. I think it's a control issue.
It's a control issue everywhere I go, yeah. Huh? Every aspect of my life.
Weird. Hmm. But you get shit done, too. So that's the thing is, like, you've continued to get shit done in your career, so we pile on more stuff for you to do.
It comes from trauma.
Does it? Oh, shit, you got trauma?
Yeah, you know, it comes from a little trauma. Comes from a little trauma of my first time ever doing this work. Bro. Remember how devastated I was? I truly and wholeheartedly believe the reason why I am how I am is because of that. I'll never get past, like, how bad that was.
Those first two companies.
Like, a corrupt company was just really hard to deal with. So I think that really makes me, when something's off or, like, not being done right, it throws me for a loop. But
dude, on top of being extorted. Like, on top of, and then gaslit. Yeah. And then, like,
but
oh,
I
my
have
God.
My bestie at work. Shout out to my bestie at work that keeps me grounded. Damn. But, yeah, so...
That makes sense. Yeah, dude. I think we all have trauma from fucking work. Mm-hmm. I know I do. I can't even hear that name or his name or the name of the company without, like, shuddering.
It makes me shudder, bro.
That shit fucking hurt.
Such a douchebag.
It's like, God, I learned so much, but at what cost? Like, wow, what great platforms. At what cost?
You got so... But you did... I mean, the positives we can take from company is... The traveling you did, the boss ass bitch vibes that you put off, the speaking events that you
helped
attended,
me buy my house. Like,
there was a lot of positives.
Great, great shit.
That's crazy that our worst work life got us our house,
gave us the best fiscal turnout. Wait a second, I think we just had a ding, 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 ding. This is why people do this shit.
That's kind of weird, actually. When
Come
you think
up.
About it,
yeah, dude. At the worst, it reminds me of Devil Wears Prada, where he's like, let me know when you're up for a promotion. Then your whole fucking, like, personal life will implode. And that's when you know you're about to get promoted. That's pretty much it.
But that's always, like, what you strive for is to get promoted. My sister just got promoted again. Aww. Shout out, Rach.
Proud of you.
Got another raise. Mm. Cool.
Help me do my taxes.
I'm bitter about it. You could tell. She knows. Like, literally, my parents would call and be like, oh, she got another raise. I'm like, oh, the tax commission, they are just giving raises out, huh?
It's crazy.
What was I doing at 24? See, that's the society problem, is I am now mad about my sister's success at 24.
Superseding yours, because what the fuck were you doing?
I was still at Boise State University. Mm-hmm. I did not have my degree yet at 24. Yeah. Isn't that not crazy to think about? She's
nuts.
Just...
Homeowner, fuck yeah, she bought her fucking house. Like, she's doing
it. Oh, you got another raise? You just got one. Yeah. Like, that's how
it feels.
I think
you're done.
My parents are like, why are you mad? Like, you make more than her. I was like, she's 24. I don't care. Like, they don't get it. They're like,
they earned my stripes, kind of. No, she's probably such a good employee.
We said this from when she was little, that she was going to make more money than us at some point. She's smart.
She's
like,
the brains of the operation.
Yeah, we already knew.
Sure.
I just didn't know it'd be at 24, you know?
But no, we have all our coins in her bag right now. But I mean, at the end of the day, too, you know, when it comes to work-life balance and whatever that is, if that even exists, like, I think it's important to really look at it, like, holistically about what you're willing to put in for a company and what they're willing to put back into you. But yes, there's that, right? Because I put so much into a company that literally wouldn't spit on me if I was on fire. I think your company's a little different, but at the end of the day, the next day, all right, what do we got to do? We got to cut our shifts. We got to move forward, right? So it's real. It's business. It's not, what is it? It's not personal. It's business, which, yeah, at the end of the day, we all have a business to run. I've had to run a business. It is what it is. But you got to look and take personal ownership of that work and that life, because this life isn't necessarily meant for work. It's meant to live. It's meant for this human experience. And, like, that's what I'm struggling. I'm not even struggling with it anymore. I'm like, damn, I think I'm on this earth to experience, because I'm struggling with, like, what's my purpose? I think that was another huge thing on self-reflection when I wasn't having a job. I was like, what's my contribution? What am I fucking doing? Where am I at? What's my title? Mom? Cool. Like, we're all moms. Like, that's great. And I'm like, shit, maybe it's to feel. Maybe it's to be, maybe it's to see, maybe it's to love, like maybe it's to actually just have a human experience. Like,
yeah, and raise
why is that
kids,
fucking far fetched? Like, and teach them how to have a genuine human experience with other people. So, yeah, for the part time right now, I'm just driving a school bus and then I host trivia every now and again just to fuck around. But I'm finding out and it's been really fun. And honestly, this is one of the brokest I've ever fucking been. I'm pretty happy.
That's good.
I'm pretty fucking stoked. And who knows what's going to happen next? I don't.
You don't know. We're going to Vegas next.
We're going to Vegas next.
But with all that to say of like not overworking yourself and stuff, I still am going to be an overachiever. I know can't stop that.
Can't
just
stop.
So everyone knows. I can't.
Your fucking mom's an overachiever.
I know,
too,
but
dude.
It's like I just can't stop because I want to still be really good at what I do, if that makes sense. I still have the pride in what I do each day. Mm.
And I think that's big for, I think I had to pick a song. Oh. I think that's big too for like.
It's a competitive thing too when you're an athlete.
Yeah. You always, that was why I was in sales. That's why I was so fucking good. I was like, put my numbers up.
My coach my coach who I work with, he always says he wants to hire athletes because they have the best work ethic. That's his thoughts, which I'm like, that now that you say that, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot. Because think of how competitive you were at work and what you did. Yeah.
On your mark, get set. Mm-hmm. I would always be like, I have it in the bag.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm going to make the most this month for sales. For sure. So, yeah.
And then put a bonus instructor in front of it. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's a real thing.
Let's go. Yeah, so. That makes perfect sense. Anyway, well, audit your life. Let's see what's going on. Get your work-life balance.
Quit
do
your job. Quit your job. Bus driver.
Be a bus driver. Sell your house. Travel the world. Do what makes you happy. Honestly, though, that's literally
find
what I'm about
purpose.
To do. I'm serious. Find your fucking purpose. No, Brandon and I were like, oh, shit. We're going to go and we're going to sell our house. And I think we're going to, you know, he was like, the tiny home may not, you know, be a thing right away, but fuck it. You want to do an RV? I was like, fuck, that's actually worth. Let's sit down and talk about that because that sounds fucking fun.
Like, what do you mean an RV? Oh.
Like, literally get a trailer.
This
nice
is a different
truck
episode. Yeah. Different episode.
TBD on that. But I'm just saying, do what the fuck you want because guess what? You're going to die at 81.
And you only got one life.
You only got one life,
you
dude.
Might come back as a dog, but God, that's only a few years.
And that one guy said what? It's basically one day to a seven. To, you know, 1 week of your life is one day in your dog's life. That's where that ratio kind of comes from, the math and all on it. So they fucking live every day. Take your dog for a walk. Take your dog out for a walk, all right? They get literally a fraction of your life. But at the end of the day.
Oh, my God, you're going to make me cry. I'm so bad at taking my dogs for a walk.
Every day is
go
there.
Go get them on a walk. Go. Just kidding.
You go walk them, please. But yeah. Just, I don't know, it's just important to look at your life and what you want to do with it because it's not all about work. I just remember, my dad working all the time and like,
he
boom.
Works like multiple jobs.
My dad
still does.
Still work all
no
the time.
No thanks. See, that's too much.
No thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live my life.
And then they promote on Instagram and TikTok, get your side hustle going. Well, who has time for that?
And that shit, some of it's not even real. I will say some of them have something valid, but for the most part. They're fucking blowing smoke up your bullshit ass.
We do have our side hustle, our LLC.
This is our side hustle.
Still haven't been to a bank yet. It's not like
buy
we got
our swag.
Anything.
We don't know where the money will go. It won't go to us. We're a not-for-profit right now. We're just trying to share the joy of fucking Real Talk Sundays, all right? Just, do you, dude, and fuck everyone else, because guess what? Society doesn't know what the fuck they're doing anyway. They're just trying to get you to feed them, and just feed yourself first. I don't know. It's just a big one. And the book, like, being reminded, like, especially America. America's really, really set on that. Is like, we have to continually be reminded it should be family first, whereas other countries are like, what do you mean reminded? That's just how it is. It's family first, then everybody else. So, just all that to say. Any last thoughts?
No, I kind of said it, I think, before.
You're going to quit your job?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Absolutely not.
Come with me on the RV?
No.
Road tour?
No. No, absolutely not. Yeah. Well, I'll make my, if you ever, shit doesn't work out, I got a garage, you can make a house.
For this day, I'll park my tiny home in your little garage. No, that's good. We're going to live our life.
I'll extend my house for you.
Dude, just, put some equity on this bitch. No. I'll put a she shed back there. Real dead equity. But enjoy the rest of your Real Talk Sunday. Our musical guest this evening is, this is one of my quirkier songs. It's an older song. It's called Poppin' Off by Watch the Duck. Enjoy. Okay.
me out. I will walk around talking about it. You wasn't into it. Then it started popping up.